In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the birthday of Our Lady. December 8th, of course, being the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and 9 months later, September 8th, of course, is the birthday of Our Lady, the day that the fathers of the church would call, in many cases, a most glorious day, because in many cases, the first streaks of dawn arising of the light of Christ, the light of salvation in a world that was darkened by sin, that was darkened by the sin of Adam and Eve. You know, when we talk about powerful things, you know, we think in our world today of material things like nuclear bombs. Those are very powerful things. They can destroy, you might say, this world in many ways over, probably. But the most powerful thing ever created is not a material thing, but a spiritual thing. It's called the will. The first most powerful, of course, is the will of God, not created, but existing from all eternity. God willed to bring into existence this whole world that we live in, and willed to bring us into existence. Then he created angelic wills and human wills. And those wills, you know, were so powerful that the first, you know, some of the angelic wills were so powerful because of the freedom that God gave to the angels and to men that they rejected God and his will. We know that the angels who rejected God's plan, you know, they were cast down into hell. But it caused, you know, a great disruption in many cases when the angels revolted. And then later on we see the terrible effects of a human will when it rejects God's will. When we see the effects of original sin in our world and all that it has caused, you know, in human misery and suffering, and the fact that death entered the world because Adam and Eve and their human wills rejected God's plan, refused his love because they chose to do their will instead of God's will at the instigation of the devil, we can see that's a very powerful thing, because we are still suffering from the effects of the human will and its and the results of that refusal to serve God. But we also see the great beauty of a human will that chose to do God's will. And first and foremost, in Our Lady, that most perfect will that he gave to Our Lady in her Immaculate Conception, that she said yes to God's plan. And she is praised by the church to this very day because of that saying yes to God's plan. She helped untie the knot. As the ancients used to say, Our Lady is the untier of knots. The knot that Eve tied, you know, tied us to slavery to the devil because of her listening to the evil spirit. Our Lady untied that knot by listening to the good angel and saying yes to being the Mother of God. Since we celebrate Our Lady's birthday today, it is that powerful plan of God that in his will is all-powerful, that it's never frustrated. Even when our first parents said no to God's plan, God already had in mind his mother and his son's human nature that he would take from her as being the Redeemer and the one who would bring about God's plan in perfection with the help of his Immaculate Mother. And so we have much to be thankful for in the fact that Our Lady said yes to God's will and to his plan, and that God loved us so much that he didn't want his plan to be thwarted. And that's why he put into from all eternity, he had in mind his Immaculate Mother, who would always be that most faithful soul, who would always love God and would always do his most holy will. God loved us too much to leave our salvation to chance, you might say. He wanted to stack the deck, so he created his mother to be the Immaculate Conception. And we thank Our Lady for saying yes to God's plan and becoming the Mother of God. And we say, and we praise God for the infinite wisdom that he has. And we should today, you know, as we praise God for his works, you know, that we want to thank him for all that he does for us. It says, "With delight I rejoice in the Lord," is what we responded in the responsorial psalm. That it's because of Our Lady's birthday today, because she is that first, might say, the first physical entrance into our world of God's promise, ready to be fulfilled. You know, it says, "In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman." What is the fullness of time? Well, the Immaculate Conception and her birth into the world is the fullness of time when God finally could bring about his plan. And so we should rejoice today in Our Lady's birthday. And we have another will that we can also offer to Our Lady, and that is our wills. You know, our wills are offered to God on the day of our baptism. You know, our parents have chosen for us as proxy that we're going to serve God and that we're going to reject Satan. And throughout our life, we hope that through the formation of our parents and the religious formation we receive from pastors and from good example of others, that we will also second that by the use of our will to also follow God and be faithful to him. Because the most precious thing that we have to offer to God is our wills and our bodies. Of course, that's all part of it, is ourselves, but our wills, because that's the most powerful faculty we have, is that we can love God or we can reject him. Today, Fra Ephraim is going to renew his simple profession, his religious profession of wanting to be a servant of God. That was already the, you might say, implicitly implied in our baptismal promises, that we're going to be a servant of God. And religious life is a further deepening of that commitment that we make, that promise that we make in baptism. It's a further perfection and a further wanting to commit everything I have to the service of God. And so we bring to him those most precious things we have. We give him our will. We give him our bodies. We give him our whole desires, our futures, everything that we have. We give it to God and consecrate it to him, especially in religious life. And so, you know, that's a great thing. And when we look at the world today and we see all the turmoil and all the troubles that are afflicting our world today, it can be found in that people either will to follow God or they refuse to follow God. It's the simplest thing, but it's the reality of it. The way to solve the problems in the world is not by lots of money or lots of material power or the nuclear bomb or, you know, the next biggest program that the government can give you, but it's taking our human wills and placing them and submitting them to God. That's the simple plan for renewal of the world, is to say yes to God. And of course, we know that God would all desire that all men be saved, that they would unite their wills to his will, for that's what sanctity is all about. Holiness is the conformity of our will to God's will. Fra Ephraim today is going to renew his vows to God because he has discerned that God was calling him to serve him as a Franciscan of the Immaculate. And in one sense, the greatest gift we can give to Our Lady on our birthday is to give her ourselves, that we want to be her total possession, that we want to serve her as faithfully as she served God, and that with the grace of God that she will obtain for us, that we can do that, that we become a saint and the greatest saint possible through her mediation. So today, we ask you to pray for Fra Ephraim, that God's will be made known to him more clearly as he continues to follow this path that he has discerned, that God is asking him to give himself to him through his Immaculate Mother, and that his vocation will continue to be further blessed as he makes this one more step in that direction. And pray that many more souls will also, whatever their state in life, you know, not everybody is called to be a Franciscan of the Immaculate. There are many different ways in which we can follow God. What we have to discern is, what is God asking of us? And we have to give him our will. We have to be like Our Lady and say, Fiat, let it be done to me according to your word. And to the degree that we do that, that human will that we have united to God's will becomes a very powerful thing in our world today. We need more of those wills, those human wills united to God's will. And the more perfectly they're united to God's will, the more graces can be obtained, not only for ourselves, but for the whole world. For really, the solution to our problems in the world today are supernatural. That man without God is a failure. And until they realize that, you know, we're going to continue going down this same path of somehow thinking we can do it our way. Our first parents tried that, and it caused a big mess. And they continue to still do that. We haven't learned from our mistakes. So we need to realize that for our benefit and for the greatest glory of God, we have to say to God, like Our Lady said, I am the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done to me according to thy word. Let us pray today and ask Our Lady, as we celebrate her birthday and that great gift of God that he gave to us and her, that we too can return the gift that we have, as though it's not much, still it is very precious in the sight of the Lord. It says that precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. Every time we die to ourselves, to our own will, is very precious. God takes that as a great treasure and offering that we give to him. And God does not at all take it very lightly, and we should not as well take lightly a gift of our will and our whole being to God, whether it be in baptism or in religious profession, our marriage vows, they're all precious in the sight of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.